BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We have the best Who game we have ever done. Me and Chris against the world. One of our stranger listeners calls in to talk about crisps. On Thursday, it was 2-2 in bangers. So find out who wins the week. We also find out that Chris's theory about personal trainers is correct. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris, welcome back.
Hey.
How was your prior engagement, all right?
It all went well.
Yeah, good. Anyway, we're on 1 till 4 weekdays with Biffy Clyro coming up. And I love Snake Hips and Zane. That's my new fave. Cruel before 1:30. I'm in such a good mood today.
Yeah. Cheeky.
I feel good.
You've got a glint in your eye.
Yes, it's the weekend. Coming up, we're going to do a Who game at 1:40. You know, where we take something a little bit retro from the past, maybe something you've not thought about for a while, and just give it a mighty Who! I got some good ones up my sleeve today. Right, we're going to get this Rat Boy tune on. Ella, Phoebe, Amy, Neve and Hugh are on the way to Reading. Rat Boy is at Reading this weekend and they absolutely love him. Give us a shout. Done.
I am so jealous of anyone going to Reading.
You've been quite a lot.
It's my favourite. It's my absolute favourite. But one of my friends is getting married this weekend in Wales. So so it's just logistically, it's working out too difficult to get back for Reading for me.
Yeah.
Gutted to not be there. It's the best.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. Do you know, I had a really nice text earlier from somebody called Georgia in Hertfordshire. Let me read it to you. She says, I didn't do very well in my GCSEs a few years ago, so I actually rang the advice line that was given out on Radio 1. They actually gave me some great advice, and I went on to do double business A-level, getting 2 A-stars and a B in photography.
Mm.
So I now have a very well-paid job. I recommend anyone who didn't do as well as they hoped and are feeling quite down at the moment to give that advice line a call because it's so worth it. And I would like to say well done to everyone. And remember, it's not the end of the world if you didn't do so well. Thanks for that, Georgia. I mean, you have seen over the last couple of days with the GCSE results coming out, loads of pop stars and celebrities all saying, oh, it's not the end of the world. And I know you would have already seen all this, but it's true, it's not.
It is true. I guess it's so easy to say, though, and it's very hard to believe that's the case. You know, my brother, for example, didn't do the greatest at GCSEs, really wanted to be a paramedic, and he's ended up being a paramedic, but he just had to go through a different way of doing it.
There are other ways.
He ended up going a very roundabout way of doing it, but the point is, the GCSEs weren't the be-all and end-all in getting his dream job.
Totally, I didn't do well at GCSEs.
Nah.
Right, so if you have got your exam results, it can be a really uncertain time. You probably, you know, some of you won't have got the grades that you wanted or needed, and it maybe didn't go to plan. Do not worry, because it's all going to be fine. Right, so this exam results helpline is available now. You can use it anytime from 8 a.m. in the morning. The number is 0808 100 8000. Give it a call like Georgia did a few years ago, and she's completely turned it around.
Yeah, and if you're not sure, best thing to do, just give it a go.
Yeah. It's free from landlines and from some mobiles, but check with your phone operator for details. They have qualified careers advisors who are just there and waiting to help and answer your questions and discuss all of your options, and there'll be more than you think. Also, there is BBC advice pages there for you with loads of info and advice on exam results and careers. You'll find it all on the Radio 1 homepage.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
It feels right that we do a Who game today, 'cause Friday. You know how we like to say things from the past and give them an almighty Who? Like people using a payphone in the street. Who? I actually saw that when we were at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter, when I got off the train.
No one uses a payphone anymore.
There was a girl doing it.
Even more of a Who, this is really old, is the cards that you used to have to use to make the call.
Who? So, we've got lots of callers ready and waiting with their best Who. Chris and I are going to throw some in as well. We will keep going until one person drops out and can think of no more Whos. Chris, you can go first today.
Okay, great. Me to serve.
Yes.
What an honour. Ready?
Ready.
Tapping a can so it doesn't fizz.
Let's go to line one. Who's that?
It's Nicola.
Nicola, where are you?
I'm in Sheffield at the moment.
Go on then.
First the worst, second the best, third the one with the hairy chest.
Yeah. Line two, who are you?
Simon.
Simon, where are you?
I'm in Barnsley.
Go on then.
Semolina.
That's a great one.
What is that?
I don't know. It's all like off of pudding.
Soggy semolina.
It's awful. It looks like frog spawn. Or is that tapioca?
Sorry.
Line three, who are you?
Andrew.
Where are you?
Isle of Man.
Yes, to the Isle of Man. Are you in Douglas right now?
I am, yeah.
Yes. Go on then.
Liberty X.
Yeah, it's good. Who?
Good one.
Formerly Liberty.
Yeah. I really messed up with them once.
What happened?
It was at Top of the Pops.
Oh.
I called them Hearsay.
Oh, no.
Worst thing obviously you could do at the time in the early 2000s.
But they were the B team too, Hearsay,
that's
weren't
it, that's
they?
That's the problem.
Rejected ones, yes.
Line four, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Who are you?
Jordan Coffey.
Yes. Where are you, Jordan?
From Bangor, Northern Ireland.
Go on then.
Harambe, Cincinnati Zoo.
Good monkey noises.
Very good monkey noise. Is it me? I think it's me.
It's you. Give it to me.
Ho! Wants to be a millionaire. Ho! Line five, who's this?
Hi, it's Natty from High Wycombe.
What have you got for me?
Tots TV, Tilly, Tom and Tiny. Ho!
Yes. Do you remember that, Scott? Yeah. That random French one?
Yes.
Talked in French the whole way through the key. That's not what you... Yeah.
It was like early Christine and the Queens, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. It was early Christine and the Queens. That's exactly it. Good shout.
Line six, who are you?
Ben from Ormskirk.
Go on then, Ben.
Twitter follow Fridays.
FF. Line seven.
Hey, guys, it's Craig from Crawley.
Go on then.
Owning a BlackBerry.
BBM, yeah? Oh. Line eight, who's that?
Hi, it's Izzy from Northumberland.
Happy birthday, I hear it's your birthday.
Oh, thank you so much, this is the best birthday present ever.
Oh,
awesome, what age?
21.
Happy 21st Whoa, birthday.
That's a big one.
I know, I get to speak to you guys, I've met you beforehand, Scott.
Oh yeah, where was that? Oh God.
Here we go.
Northumbria Freshers, but it was when you were doing Strictly, and I wrote on my hand, Stop to Win.
Oh, yes, I actually do remember that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I don't believe you either.
Sadly, it wasn't to be.
Do you actually remember?
Yes.
So, what does she look like?
Oh, I don't know that, do I?
I was, like, shouting at you, being like, love you, bye, and I listen all the time.
Yeah, I remember.
He remembers.
You're the one with the good hair.
He doesn't know.
Is he with the good hair?
That's it. I'm
anyway,
happy.
Happy birthday.
And many more.
What have you got for me? Who wise?
I have asking the dinner lady to ring the school bell for the end of lunchtime. Who?
School bells in general.
There's no sign of anyone cracking yet. It's all going very well. We're not done yet. We're playing the Who game on BBC Radio 1. It's a really good one today. Some brand new ones coming through. You think of something old or a bit retro and just give it a mighty hoo after you say it. Me and Chris are playing against lots of callers, all lined up with their best whos. No one's dropped out yet. Let's continue. Chris, it's you again.
Oh, yes. Awesome. Sorry, clear my throat.
Sure.
The ice cream factory at Pizza Hut. Do you remember?
Yes.
You go mad in there.
Oh.
Like all the ice cream, sprinkles, sauces,
great times.
Everything. It's like parents' nightmare.
Why do they bin that off?
Yeah, I think it's off.
Oh, is it off?
I just assumed it was.
Mm. It's a who anyway.
It's definitely a who.
Nicola, back to you.
Mr. Motivator's leotard and bum bag.
Oh, way back. Simon.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like this, where strange things happen, are you going round a twist?
That's great, because that opens up a whole load of who's. Queen's Nose, etc. Bernard's Watch.
Bernard's Watch is odd.
I reckon now...
Bernard's Watch, that's one.
Yeah, and Bernard now is like...
60.
Mid-20s and very good looking, like Stuart Little. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's hot. Andrew?
All right.
Yeah, yes. What you got?
Playing Knock a Door Run with your mates.
People have got really forceful hoos today. I'm really enjoying it. Jordan, hello.
Hiya.
Yes?
Handwritten Diaries.
I still like a handwritten, though.
Mm.
Me?
You to go, yeah.
Hitchhiking. It is. When was the last time you saw that? Someone with their thumb out on the motorway. Hey. Natty?
Fortune teller plastic fish from restaurants. Hey.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that's the one, the little slippery fish you put on your hand, isn't it? It sort of folds up. Oh, this has given me so many good ideas. What's those plants that you sniff? Just so I can write it in my phone for the next who off. Well, no, you don't sniff it. You put it under your chin and tells you if you like butter or not.
Buttercups.
Buttercups.
Oh!
I'll write that down for next time.
Well, you've just said it.
I've said it now, so I probably can't use it. Oh, well.
Yes, Ben?
Blue and red 3D glasses. Hello.
Craig?
Shouting Alan at a festival. Hey.
These are so good today. It just gets better every time, this game. Line 8, Izzy.
Getting a carton of milk at school. Who?
That's proper who. Wow. That's it. That's too who for me.
Is milk still on at school?
I never had milk at school. But maybe I was the exception to the rule then.
Our producer used to have milk at school.
I had to drink.
And he would. Do you know what I mean? I had to probably drink. Posh school.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I had to drink from the water fountain.
Is that one?
No, that's no. But what?
Oh, yes, the water fountain.
It would just be in the playground. In winter, it would freeze over, so no water.
Izzy, you're only 21. It's your birthday today, right?
Yeah.
And you had milk at school.
Yeah. You had it in, like, at break time with like one piece of fruit. Yeah, I know.
You must have gone to the same school as our producer.
Yeah.
I think we did. That's how I got on today.
Yeah. You're both doing very well,
aren't you? Chris, it's you. Step up.
Me again?
Mm.
A tour of Whackdonald's kitchen on your birthday.
Oh! You know I never had one of them parties as a kid. Do you remember that?
No, but you had one as an adult.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. I still can't believe they let you do that.
Not that long ago either.
No. Did you get a tour of the kitchen as well?
And did we face painting and also musical chairs.
And you got a small gift, I assume.
Yeah,
so awesome, man.
It was a couple of years ago.
Who was your friend that you took around the kitchen? Because that was always the big debate. You could only choose one.
I took my flatmate, the comedian.
Did you?
Yeah.
Over your partner at the time?
Yes.
Wow. That's huge from you.
Nicola, what you got?
Passing notes at school saying, will you go out with me? Yes, no, maybe. Tick the right box. Hello!
Imagine ticking the maybe option.
That was a great one. Simon?
Walker's crisps pencil case. Ho, 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 ho. Other brand of maple.
Yes, I had that.
Did you?
Mm.
I like they did the disclaimer as well. Andrew?
Bluetoothing songs over to your mate's phones.
Jordan?
Anastasia. And I wonder if you have...
Off of yellow glasses.
Yeah, that's the one.
She's on Strictly.
Is she?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Dancing, obviously.
Oh,
hello.
I'm dancing.
Hello. Yeah. So I wasn't quite with it there.
What's she doing? I think I'm out. I don't have, there's none left in the arsenal.
Oh, no. I don't want you to, in the what?
In the arsenal.
Oh, sorry. I don't want it to end, though.
I don't want it to end. It's really fun today, but I think I've messed it up for all of us.
So you're going to pull the plug on this game?
Sorry, guys. I haven't got any more to give.
Is there nothing you can just leap at?
No. My cupboards are bare. Right. Thanks, everybody. That was an amazing game today. Really, really good. Everyone stepped up to it. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, Queen.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Really feels like people are kind of eking out the last bit of summer this weekend. There's loads of people travelling, like Simon on the M1, heading to see his girlfriend for the weekend, Jess heading to Brighton for the weekend, and Polly, Dom and Myrtle off for a lush time in Cornwall. Have a nice time. Right, we're on Radio 1 every Monday to Friday from 1 till 4. I know that you are a busy person, and I appreciate you can't always listen to the whole thing. So what we do is we put all the best bits on a free podcast, and there's loads of good stuff from this week. We connected another listener directly to Deborah Meaden's landline at home on Instant Dragon's Den. Unfortunately, Johnny here, our listener, got things off slightly on the wrong foot. Listen to this.
Right, I don't know about you, Deb, but I think I can talk for a lot of people when I say...
Did you just call me Deb?
Deborah.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Okay.
Yeah, that didn't go well after that. Don't call her Debs. We also revealed that Judge Rinder is one of the contestants on Strictly Come Dancing this year. As usual, maximum sass, and went in on what Chris was wearing.
You are wearing shorts, Christopher, which frankly look, well, to say the very least, disturbing.
Just
absolutely dreadful. You claim that you've been painting your house in Maidenhead or wherever it is. He's moved there just to meet Theresa May, as far as I can gather.
Prime Minister.
We know who that is. Well, you just learnt this morning. Although, what even is that top?
It's just a T-shirt.
My goodness me. Was that what it is?
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's one of those things we used to have Harvest Festival in school, so you brought tins of sardines for people. We're not really sure where they ended up. But you'd bring a little tin of sardines and perhaps some last season Weetabix and that T-shirt, hoping that nobody would even want it.
So harsh.
Love
so
it.
So harsh. Greg James joined us for a very wet game of innuendo bingo. That's also on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
How can you find out from this, though, whether a badger is a giver or a receiver?
I love it when Greg's on. Then we had a man called Gandalf call in to say he wanted to pull a sickie to go to the football. Thing is, his sick voice was rubbish.
I was going to leave with... I'm really sorry to trouble you. I know you're busy, but... As you know, I've been feeling really rough the last day.
You sound the same.
It's just got... Really?
He went through with it, though, and did get the day off. We're not condoning it. Oh, yeah, and Britney rang up, saying that she didn't recognise the biggest pop star on the planet. Britney Spears, I mean.
I met him, it's weird, like, probably 3 years ago, like, from On Femme Fatale. And he walked in my hotel room, and he was like a kid, literally.
She's talking
he
about
like
Justin Bieber.
16 years old, but he was 16. And I was like, who is this kid in my hotel? And I'm like, who are these people?
Who are you? Actually quite a big deal. And, of course, a little bit earlier today, the Who game. So impressive today.
First the worst, second the best, third the one with the hairy chest.
All of that and more from the show is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Get it all for free from the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Friday is the day when all artists unleash their new songs on the world. And we celebrate it with New Music Friday on BBC Radio 1. Radio 1 also updates its playlist on a Friday. So these are the songs you're going to be hearing a lot more of over the next few weeks. One. New on the playlist today, Ellie Goulding, Still Falling For You. And One Republic with Kids. Gallant, Bourbon. Brand new Kano, T-shirt weather in the manor. T-shirt weather in the manor, my friend. I'm gonna rock you. Tune, Kongs featuring Jamie N. Commons, Don't You Know. Brand new on the playlist. And this also, Sucker for Pain, Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, Imagine Dragons. This is Massive 2, Off Fire. All over Ibiza this year, Trouble. Brand new Tuvalo, also new. Cool Girl. And this. One. Brand new track from Glass Animals. Brand new on the playlist today at Radio 1. See what you think of Youth.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Happy New Music Friday. Andy, hello.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Okay, are you driving or you pulled over?
I've pulled over, yeah, I'm all good to go.
Okay, whereabouts are you?
I live in Gloucester.
Okay, and what do you do?
Personal trainer.
Oh, Chris, do you want to share your theory on personal trainers with Andy?
I'm not 100% sure personal trainers can ever be trusted with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I can understand that. I do have certain friends that, you know, I'm not saying no names, they'd be taken and, they can abuse their power a little bit.
Oh, right.
Do they?
Okay. So they do crack onto other people's girlfriends. It's just been proved by you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do it.
You're speaking for all personal trainers when you say that as well.
Kind of. I'm probably going to get them in trouble now. But
are you including yourself in this?
I'm single, so I just go for it. Do whatever.
Yeah, okay, that's good. My point.
Yes!
Like, that's the attitude you all have.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
All of you. Okay, right, it's time for bangers. It's 2-2 this week, so you've got the decider.
Oh, massive decision.
I think this is the closest it's ever been. I've got this for you. Super Bass. Nicki Minaj.
It's not bad. Good to hear Minaj. Or, Andy, you can have this. I love this song, LMFAO. Scott hates it because he had to do a dance to it once.
I hate it.
It kind of makes him a little bit scared of the audience reaction to his dance. But don't let that put you off. This is a banger.
Oh, it makes me feel sick. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's really tough, that one. Absolute bangers for them.
What are you saying?
You know, I was a big fan of her. Seen her in Wireless last year. She was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
LMFAO. Never seen them, unfortunately, but yeah, big fan.
Don't bother.
No. That's a terrible. Yeah. Are they still together?
Oh, I don't know. Remember Champagne Showers?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That was a blip in the road. Listen, I'm not here to represent the whole band. Just literally this one song. It's Friday. It's a banger. You know what to do, Andy.
Yeah. You do know what to do. So go on, do it.
Well, I reckon our listeners are thinking personal trainer, what song would sound good in the gym?
Yes. Oh, no, we're going to lose him before he makes his decision.
Make the decision!
Quick!
Chris, got for you, buddy.
Yeah! Shuffling. Okay, so LMFAO have split up.
Have they?
Yeah, but the lead singer has a new job as a croupier in a casino.
Who's that, Red Foo?
So every day he's still shuffling.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Very good.
Thank you, Wayne and Grimsby. I just nicked your joke there. Kind of wish I hadn't now. Red Foo was on X Factor, wasn't he? Australia. Quite famous there.
Listen, headline being 3-2 to me in bangers this week.
Also, thanks very much for watching me do that Ollie Murs. That dance with Ollie Murs again. Can you not watch
that? Will you just shut me down?
Turn it off.
I was watching it. Easy to find.
Yep, all right.
On YouTube, Scott Mills, Ollie Murs.
Shut up.
Quite rock anthem. And anyway, I had a quick look. And yeah, you actually told me off in quite a serious way. Can't stop me from watching something you've done.
Just turn it off. Watch something else. Or maybe even pay attention to the show. Oh!
You've become so catty. Today and yesterday as well, when I phoned into Bangers, you were quite horrible. I won't use the word. Everyone's thinking it.
Now, normally when someone comes on air, like Andy just did, and says something controversial, like, all personal trainers are loose, we get a massive backlash from all the other personal trainers. There isn't one.
No, they all agree.
Which means it must be true. The Scott Mills Daily. Here's my favourite text of the day. Hey, Scott, can you shout out my dad, Wilf? He did your garage door for you a few years back when you were on BRMB.
Oh, big up the Wilf. Wilf?
Thing is, I've never been on BRMB.
Have you not?
No. No, never happened. Oh. It wasn't me. It was someone else's garage.
Well, no. Door. No. Well, no, it could have been you. Maybe they just got the radio station wrong.
No, I've never been. No, that was Birmingham.
Unless a DJ...
It's not on anymore. I'm not giving an advert.
Another A DJ on another station is claiming to be you to get free garage doors.
Possibly. Do you remember that ages ago there was a guy that rang up a competition on Radio 1 and he had come round to fit my satellite TV? And they were doing some feature about what celebrities have you ripped off? And he rang up and said, oh yeah, I charged Scott Mills double for his satellite TV and won a prize.
Was that Chipmunk's cousin?
No, different one.
Different story.
Won an actual prize on Radio 1 for that.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here, Aluna George coming up, and we'll play Blossoms. It's coming up. Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
It's Matthew.
Hi, Matthew, how can I help?
Hiya, I'm just ringing with a bit of a complaint, really, to be honest.
Oh no, I hate complaints.
Complaint?
Especially when they get through on the phone.
Complaint, yeah.
What's up? What have you done?
Well, me and my mate keep tweeting you and Chris, and you keep ignoring us.
Right.
We want to find out what your favourite flavour of crisps is.
Oh, I thought for a second you were the one that we cruelly snubbed buying a drink for at one point. keeps tweeting
that's
us.
That's awkward, isn't
it? Yeah, really awkward. Whenever the sun's out, he's like, oh, do you want to come buy us that drink you said you would?
Oh,
it was just we're in a rush to get to a meeting.
Yeah,
and,
we were.
Had to bail.
Oh, no. It's not that. It won't cost you any money. We're just...
Okay, why do you want to know what our favourite crisps are?
Because we've just randomly started asking various celebrities what their favourite crisps are, and we've had quite a few responses. And I thought you two would be quite up for it, to be honest. Obviously not.
Are you okay?
Yeah, is this your thing?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's our thing, yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Okay, cheese and onion for me.
All right.
Well, don't sound so impressed.
Well, it's a bit...
What do you want?
No, but hang on. You're meant to be excited about this. Like, this does nothing for me. But if I was to tell you, prawn cocktail is my favourite.
Well, that's Greg Wallace's favourite, actually, as well.
Oh, right. What, did he reply?
He replied, yeah.
Who else have you been asking?
Greg Wallace has replied. My mate asked Matthew Pinson off of the Olympics. And he was in Brazil, to be fair, and he managed to reply.
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything. It's Twitter. It doesn't matter what country you're in.
Yeah, but he was busy with the Olympics, though.
Oh, I see.
So,
well, yeah,
I know it doesn't feel like it, but I'm quite busy.
Well,
not really.
Yeah, you're not at the Olympics.
Not at the Olympics, mate.
Okay, but the crisp thing with the flavours, right? I told you a lie there. Prawn cocktail isn't really my favourite flavour. But I do like my favourite crisp, and it shames me to say it, are pombears. Right, so whatever flavour they are.
They're salt, aren't they?
Yeah. Plain, aren't they?
I really enjoy the selection process of people that you've asked as well.
Yeah, it's quite random, to be fair.
It's quite random, yeah.
We've got the entire cast of This Is England have replied.
So that's genius.
Yeah.
Are you just doing this as a project for yourself then?
Yeah,
this isn't.
Yeah.
Do you like crisps?
I do like crisps, but I don't really know how it came about, to be honest. Mm.
Well, is there anything we can help with the crisp thing then? Do you want us to get people to contact you or what?
Yeah, can do.
Also, what kind of celebrities are you after?
Who's on your hit list?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we've got Carol Kirkwood as well.
Has she replied?
Yeah, she replied. Yeah.
Oh, love her.
What's she liking?
See if you can guess.
What's going on?
I think she'd go... No, I'm involved now. I'm keen on this. Now that I know that it's all for good intentions. I got to be honest, when you started asking about the crisp thing, I was worried that this was some kind of quirky...
Specialist.
Kind of...
Oh, no, I don't know.
I don't have a thing.
Okay, good. Just checking.
No. But now I know you're just interested.
Oh, yeah.
I think Carol Kirkwood will go for one of those finest... No, I'm talking about one of those finest flavours, you know, where you can get, like... I know. She'd be like cracked pepper. She'd be one of those.
What was it?
Nah. It was salt and vinegar.
We didn't see that coming.
I didn't, to be fair. We got Jim McDonald from Coronation Street as well.
The real one, because there's a very famous fake Twitter account of his.
No, the real one.
Yeah, what's his?
Is cheese and onion as well.
Mm-hmm. Cheese and onion.
Remember that?
No.
Who can we encourage him to go ask?
Caroline Flack.
Yeah, go find out what Flack likes.
She'll reply.
All right. Okay.
All right, well, good to speak to you.
Yeah, cheers.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, love you, bye. Love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Few people saying that crisp guy that was on, you know, the one that tweets celebrities asking what their favourite crisps are?
So weird.
Sounds exactly like Alan Shearer.
He did, but I don't think it is. No podcast Monday, but we're back to normal Tuesday from 1pm on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.